Hi, this is Frank, and thanks for tuning in again. This is my show. This is CDM Cyclist, and yeah, it does feel like I've been on quite the little sabbatical, huh? But I'm back today with a great interview with Mike Samuelson from the Alliance Biking and Walking. And we're going to talk about open streets, which is a nice kind of like generic term for ciclovias. Let's get right to it. Mike, I just got your email this morning, the Open Streets Project. You had an update for everybody registered regarding the hotel, my discount on room rates. I just extended my stay at the Line Hotel for the Open Streets Project. I'm really looking forward to it.
Nice. Yeah, I just went to the hotel last week, actually, for the first time myself to check it out. And it's a beautiful hotel. It's brand new. We've been working with Ciclovía to coordinate some of the logistical pieces, and they've been a fantastic partner. And they're very excited to help spread the word around LA County and beyond as far as how to open streets, how to get this program implemented in more communities. So we're really looking forward to a great weekend.
Now, the bonus is I see in your email that they're offering bikes to everybody at no additional charge. That has me thinking I'll leave my bike at home.
Yeah, I think that's actually not just for our weekend. That they've got a deal with, I believe, Linus, and they have a certain amount of bikes at the hotel at all times for guests to check out. And so it was a really natural fit for us, since folks coming from out of town may not have a bike. And, you know, particularly for Sunday, it's great to have a bike to ride up and down Ciclovía.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, even for the rest of the weekend, for folks just looking to check out, you know, other neighborhoods that are maybe not within walking distance, you know, obviously having a bike is just super convenient. So it's great to see businesses, hotels thinking about that when they're designing their business plan.
Absolutely. Well, Michael, we have kind of jumped the start here a little bit. Let's start over again. Or would you introduce yourself to my audience?
Sure, no problem. My name is Mike Samuelson. I'm the Open Streets Coordinator at the Alliance for Biking and Walking, which basically means that I do the day-to-day stuff with our Open Streets Project, which is a collaboration between the Alliance for Biking and Walking and Street Plans Collaborative, a planning firm based out of New York City and Miami. And the goal of the Open Streets Project is to create a one-stop shop for sharing best practices around open streets, with the goal being to increase the frequency of open streets in cities across North America. So We've been at it for about 2.5 years now.
Oh, great.
The Alliance itself is, I think, 17 or 18 years old. And since we started the Open Streets Project, we've seen more than a doubling of open streets in North America. So it's definitely been something that folks are really interested in, and we've seen that manifest itself in tremendous growth.
Absolutely. Now, you invented the term open streets because there is no consensus on how you spell the alternative, right?
Yeah, it wasn't.
Everybody's got their own version of Ciclovía or something else, huh?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It wasn't something that we so much came up with ourselves. I think because, like you mentioned, lots of, you know, each city has sort of their own name for Ciclovía or open streets.
That's great, though, isn't it? I mean, that gets some skin in the game for them, doesn't it?
I think it's fun because it lets cities put their own personal spin on what they want it to look like. I know for us at times it's been challenging because a lot of times folks aren't able to make that connection between their local initiative and really what's happening across the country and across the world. But it's great. I mean, you know, the fact that so many of these initiatives have really a strong local ownership in their communities is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Mike, I'm curious about you and I meeting for the first time today. How did you, what credentials do you have that makes you the perfect guy for this job?
That's a fun question. You know, I was working with the Alliance before we started up the Open Streets Project, and when we got some initial funding to make it happen, Jeff Miller, who's the head of the Alliance, sort of turned to me and said, this is something that a lot of people know a little bit about, but no one is really an expert. And he sort of put it up to me to become an expert and to learn from folks, and then to sort of use what I've learned to share with other organizers. So I definitely, when I started this position, I had never organized in Open Streets myself. I actually, ironically, all of my work has been at a national level. But what I have done is I've spoken with hundreds of folks from across the country, from the US, Canada, Latin America, on, you know, what makes a successful Open Streets, what are some of the common pitfalls. So through all these conversations, I've been able to sort of amass a critical bit of knowledge that hopefully is really helpful for other folks.
How about a quick history lesson, Mike? The actual roots of Ciclovia come from South America.
Actually, that's a bit of a common misperception.
All right.
The first Open Streets was actually in Seattle.
No kidding.
I believe 1965.
Oh, wow.
It's called Bicycle Sunday. It's actually still around. Happens every week during the spring and summer months. But definitely what we've seen is the tremendous success of Ciclovia in Bogota, Colombia, and some other Latin American cities has definitely inspired Open Streets back in North America. So in that way, it's very cyclical that, you know, sort of North America maybe served as an initial inspiration for cities in Latin America. I know actually Gil Penalosa credits Central Park and the car-free streets they have in Central Park as, inspiring him to expand the Ciclovia in Bogota.
So. Well, he did a good job of actually promoting it, of course. And I'm trying to think, to digress for a second here, what else has been so successfully exported from Latin America? I don't know. This would be in the top two or three items maybe, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I know that not so much on the bike ped front, but thinking about sustainable transportation and bus rapid transit is definitely something that started up in Latin America, and we've seen a lot of North American and just generally other cities across the world adopt that technology as a much more affordable way to, you know, have high quality mass transit compared to subways or light rails.
Mm-hmm. So, Mike, I'm a run-of-the-mill bicycle advocate in Newport Beach. Why should I get excited about Open Streets in general? What's in it for me, do you think?
Sure. I mean, that's a great question. And what we found is that Open Streets are really a way to get the word out about biking and walking and those benefits beyond sort of the normal crowd of folks who are already interested. So you can get the word out to public health officials, to local businesses, just to the average person who may stumble upon Open Streets and think, oh, what is this? So you're getting the word out to a much larger group of folks. You're engaging people who may be initially sort of turned off by the idea of biking or walking. And then particularly once people experience Open Streets, they get a better sense of how easy it can be to bike or to walk if safe facilities are provided. So it's a great way to engage new folks, both as individuals and as partners.
I can picture that. Yeah, very well said. So, Mike, one thing that's on my tip of my tongue, too, is you have some major sponsors for Open Streets in L.A., huh? Metro, Kaiser Permanente. That's some clout, huh?
You're talking about the summit itself?
The summit itself. Yeah, I see them on your email today.
Yeah, we're really excited that both Metro and Kaiser Permanente of Southern California have decided to support the summit. Metro in particular has really been a huge proponent of Open Streets. They have a grant cycle, actually, that I believe it just closed about a week ago for Los Angeles County, where they've set aside I want to say $2 million, but don't quote me on that, for other cities to get Open Streets up and running.
That should get the pump primed, huh? Now, I'm calling you from Orange County today. Any insights on anybody from Orange County contacting you? OCTA would be the equivalent. Ever bump into those folks?
I have not personally. I know that we do have some other folks coming from Orange County, and actually, not to give away too much of what's going to happen at the summit, but we are going to have a session on Friday morning that'll have a particular focus on cities in California and how to get funding. You know, what are some of those options out there? So that'll definitely have plenty more information as far as who are the appropriate folks to start having conversations with about bringing OpenStreets to Orange County or other places in California.
I've often thought that I get stuck on not the money, which I know, a sponsorship. I know that's vitally important, but I often get stuck on where would you do such a, where is the ideal, combination of streets and parks and business areas and residences. You got a great, you've got everything on the tip of your tongue, Mike. You got a great one-liner for where the best place to do a Ciclovia is?
Unfortunately, probably not a one-liner. I think it's all really context sensitive. You know, we definitely have found that there's sort of a trade-off between having open streets in very popular commercial corridors where you can attract a lot more people. You can have that sort of critical mass of folks showing up. But then it oftentimes can be a little bit more difficult logistically just planning the route out.
Right. So, Mike, I got to interrupt here. I went to the Tucson Ciclovia, it's 4 years ago. And I'm riding it around with, I've got buddies, bike buddies in Tucson. And we're riding around, going around the loop a couple of times. And I kept scratching my head. We'd go by this junkyard in one part of Tucson. And the first time I just say, well, that's a hell of a neighborhood to take us through. And it's only the second time where I see all the junked up cars sitting there that I get the very subtle message of, cars belong in junkyards.
that's
something you might look for if you're looking to plan a Ciclovia route, huh?
Yeah, I guess running it by junkyards can give that sort of a subconscious message.
Or maybe not. I don't know. So
that's pretty good.
Yeah. So anyway, in some cases, you'll take what you can get, huh?
Exactly. Yeah.
Because the biggest cost to Ciclovia, what's the biggest cost? I think I know the answer to this too. Let me blurt it out in case I've got a preconceived idea. It's the public safety cost, right?
Yeah. Usually police are going to be a pretty big cost and things like road barriers. So it varies by city and there's different ways of looking at the costs. And in some cities, folks have to pay for those services out of pocket. In some cases, they'll be donated by the city. So it depends.
And what's the case in Los Angeles?
I do not know 100%.
Okay.
I know that the city does offer some support, and I would imagine some of that is in kind through services, but I'm not 100% sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, I can imagine, like in Newport Beach again, we deal with the Orange County Marathon and every event in Orange County, whether it's bike or marathon, they want to run through Newport Beach because, we've got Pacific Coast Highway, we've got the beautiful scenery, all of that. Nice. So our public safety costs start to add up. I would just imagine Newport Beach would be looking to at least offset some of those costs if we were to do a Ciclovia. Well, anyway, that's fun to think about. Mike, people are listening to us this morning and they want to learn more. Where you got a very terse little URL we can send everybody to?
Sure do. The URL is openstreetsproject.org/summit.
Mm-hmm.
So the last day to register is a week from tomorrow, March the 28th. So we still do have a few spots left. We, love to get folks from across California and across the U.S. Here we've got a great group of speakers, leaders from Los Angeles, of course, but also San Francisco, Atlanta, San Antonio, Minneapolis. So we've got a great diversity of folks coming with loads of experience. So if you're looking to plan open streets or to expand what you've already got, this is definitely a can't miss event.
Mm-hmm. And like a lot of bicycle conferences, there's going to be a lot of fun in the after hours too. Huh? You got any plans for after hour events?
Yeah, we've got a few optional activities for folks coming in from out of town. If you're looking to explore LA via bike or by walking, we have on Friday evening, both a biking and walking tour. And then Saturday, we've got a really cool tour by Metro, the local transit organization, where they're going to sort of take us to various stops in the system and talk about how they've used art to really enrich and enliven some of their station spaces. Oh, so fantastic. Should be a good time.
Excellent. Well, Mike, thanks so much for joining me on the show this morning, and I can't wait to meet you in person at the Open Streets Project Conference in Los Angeles. And the dates again, Mike?
That is April 4th through the 6th. And thanks so much for having me, Frank. Nice to talk to you and looking forward to meeting you as well.
All right. Thanks so much. Bye-bye, Mike.
All right. Bye.
All right. Well, we're back in the studio. Thanks again, Mike, for sharing your time and stories about Open Streets Project. Can't wait to join you. Well, again, this is Frank Peters, and this is CDM Cyclist. I invite you to come by the website, cdmcyclist.com. Leave a comment behind. Of course, CDM Cyclist is the name, it's a play on words, CDM being a neighborhood in Newport Beach, Corona del Mar. It's a lovely little neighborhood, probably like a lot of neighborhoods that you know of, too. Too many damn cars, but a lovely place for riding a bike near the beach. Anyway, come by the website, click that PayPal button, say a few words to share with Mike, and anyway, until next time, sooner, I hope. Thanks so much for listening, and good night.